Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to PMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of PMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, real quick, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And look, let's kick this show off right by doing what we always do. Let's give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, Nicole, my lovely wife. Nicole, that's your shout out, girl. I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, listen, in a very short time, this show has taken off, and it's been heard in places all around the world, places like Germany, the Faroe Islands, Jordan, South Africa, the Philippines, Canada, Spain, just to name a few. And I'm so glad that you guys have been with us and joining us. And if you have been listening all this time, I'm so glad you're listening. And maybe this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time listening to the show. He said, well, Travis, I've never tuned in before. No worries. I'm so glad you decided to tune in today. Guys, listen, the show has been changing, and the show has definitely been growing. Each week right here at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Mountain, TMT, Tell Me Something Good podcast is streaming live. Guys, listen, because the show is growing and it's continued to grow, there are some different things I have to do now, right? So, guys, don't forget to visit our sponsors. One of our great sponsors, guys, I want you to forget, don't forget to visit, is Belkin. For all your cell phone accessory needs, guys, Belkin. Listen, the link will be in the chat, so check it out. Also, guys, don't forget our other sponsor, Canva. Yeah, that's right, the digital marketing tool platform, Canva, is the sponsor of PMG. If you're going to say it with Canva. And then also, of course, can't forget our other sponsor, Walmart. Guys, it's the holidays coming up, and I know a lot of us like to do holiday shopping. So if you're going to do it, may as well go ahead and shop online. Go to Walmart. That link will also be in the chat. Guys, when this show is over, on my personal Facebook page, that's Travis Patton Sr., there will be a survey about the show. Why is it important to take the survey? Because it's important that you get heard. It's important that your voice is heard. So please, whatever you do, take the survey, because your voice being heard is very, very important to us here at TMG. Guys, if you did not catch today's show, I'm excited about it. If you did not catch today's show topic, guys, today's topic is broken eggs. Yeah, broken eggs. Now, I know you're probably wondering where in the world I'm going with this. How in the world he came up with that topic? And of all things, how in the world is he going to talk about broken eggs. Guys, listen, today's topic is really exciting, really good. And I got the topic for today's show, guys. Actually, I was watching a commercial. And as I was watching this commercial, I saw someone breaking some eggs. And everything just kind of came to me. God, I don't know about you, but I enjoy eating eggs. I enjoy eating eggs. I'm not sure if you do, but I think they are delicious. That's just my personal opinion on the matter. You may not agree, but I think they are delicious. Let me just do this. If there's anybody that's listening, anybody that's watching, and you think that you enjoy eggs also, type it right now in the chat. Like, I'm with you, Travis. I agree. They're good. If you're watching this right now, 6 p.m., go ahead and type that in the chat. Let me know that you like eggs. Better yet, type in the chat how you enjoy eating your eggs. Which way do you like them? I mean, I enjoy eating them. I really prefer mine with sautéed mushrooms, some onions, and some cheese. And let's not forget, every now and then, a boiled egg with breakfast is actually pretty good. But, and you're not going to believe this next statement, guys. I promise you, it is absolutely factual, absolutely true. But for a while in my life, the only thing I thought eggs could become were either scrambled or boiled. I know it sounds unbelievably true. I get it. It sounds unbelievably true, but it's the actual truth. For a while in my life, I only thought eggs could become either scrambled or boiled. I know it sounds unusual. I get it. It sounds unusual, but it is absolutely the truth. It is absolutely the truth. Breakfast, lunch, and in some cases, even for dinner, many of us enjoy a good scrambled egg or two. Am I right? Can I get anybody just type in the chat and say, yeah, I know I do. Many of us enjoy a good scrambled egg or two. I can remember some of the very first times that I saw a scrambled egg being cooked. Yeah, I can remember some of the very first times that I saw a scrambled egg being cooked. I remember it clearly because looking at a scrambled egg get cooked, honestly, is not the prettiest thing. It's not the most attractive thing. You know, I remember staring at it like it was one of the most amazing things I had ever seen in my young life. Yeah, I did. I just stood there kind of like a deer in the headlights. Like, what in the world is that? What are you doing? I just remember just staring at it, you know, like it was one of the most amazing things that I had ever seen. But it was also one of the messiest things I had ever seen. I was watching one of my sisters cook it, and I saw her crack it open in a bowl. Then she began to stir it up really quickly with a fork. And listen, at first glance, just watching her prepare this egg was not appealing. I mean, think about it, guys. Come on. It's just not appealing at first glance when you're looking at it. I mean, you have this big, yellowish, egg yolk and the slimy, slimy texture of the egg, right? I mean, it's all slimy and, oh my God, this is not going in my body. I'm thinking there's no way in the world that something that looks this messy can be good. There's absolutely no way in the world. It's a big yellow yolk. It's just all over the place. You crack it open and it's running all over the place. Nobody's going to eat this. It's a mess. So she just added a little salt and pepper, and she poured it into the hot pan, into the hot skillet, and then she scrambled it, which means she sort of swished it around in a hot pan all by itself over and over again. So she got it in the pan, and she just kept swishing it around in the pan over and over again. Honestly, the way it looked, the way it was being swished around against itself over and over again, honestly, to me, as a kid, it looked like it was in a fight with itself. I mean, you keep pushing it here, pushing it there against itself. It just looked like it was in a fight against itself. Like it just was in a fight with itself. Then the consistency began to change. The more she kept whisking it around on the fire, on the stove, its consistency began to change, and it began to gel together. Let me kind of put up a quick video of what I mean about how it looked like it was in a fight against itself. Watch this quick video, guys. See what I mean? I mean, you just keep swishing it around and mixing it around, and it just looked like it's in a fight with itself. I mean, yeah, you keep pushing it around and turning and tossing it. It just looks like it's fighting itself. I mean, the heat's on it. It's in a pan. It just looks like it's fighting itself. Then I begin to think about something. We can be a lot like an egg. Yeah, we can be a lot like an egg. Sometimes life can throw us into some messy and slimy situations. Am I right? Sometimes we're like an egg. We're just thrown in a hot pan, and it just seems like things are hot on us, and it seems like we're just thrown into some messy and slimy situations. Things that you didn't expect, things we didn't ask for. A lot of the things, and I found a lot of the situations that we find ourselves in, we didn't ask for it, we didn't hope to be for it, we didn't even account for it in our life, but it seems like life has just thrown us into some messy and some hot and slimy situations. Yeah, there's some situations we didn't ask for, situations in which we're not sure what the outcome will look like. Situations in which, like an egg being prepared in a skillet, we go from one side of things in life to another side of things in life. And at first glance, like a raw egg dropping in a pan, there's absolutely nothing that's appealing about it. Just like an egg falling into a pan, some of the things that we deal with, some of the situations that we're pushed into, some of the things that we find ourselves in, there's absolutely nothing appealing about it. And also, like the egg, we begin to feel swished around from one thing after the next, swished around. We begin to be pushed into certain areas and pushed in ways that we didn't thought we would be pushed in. Our health gets pushed in ways that we didn't thought our health. We thought we would have better health, but we find ourselves pushed into bad health, pushed into financial difficulties, pushed into some mental things that's happening with us, pushed into social situations, and we just push around. Just like the egg in the skillet, we begin to feel pushed and moved around and switched around from one thing after the next. And before long, we begin to feel scrambled. And the more life moves us around, the more unsettling things become. Have you noticed? The more the egg gets swished around in the skillet, it seems to be becoming more unsettled. The more unsettling things become as life moves us around, and the more uncertain things become because the more scrambled we are. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we can deal with some things where in our minds just feel scrambled, kind of like this plate of eggs. It looks like it's been in a fight against itself. I mean, you look at it, it has some lumps on it. It has some dips on it. And sometimes at the end of the day, it feels like we've been taking some lumps. It feels like we've been taking some bumps. It feels like we got some dips in us. It seems like things have been pulling us apart. Feels like things have been stretching us. We feel like we have been scrambled. Our minds feel scrambled. Our emotions begin to feel scrambled. Our entire, has something ever happened and your entire day just feels scrambled? Like everything that happened that day just has scrambled your whole day. Something can happen. Has something ever happened at the beginning of your day and you find yourself the remainder of that day trying to catch up, trying to pull it together, trying to get your thoughts together, and by the end of the day, you just feel scrambled. You show up to work like you're supposed to. You do the job you're supposed to. And then now you're in a meeting. Something happens. And before long, you feel scrambled. You hear some news from your children and you feel scrambled. Hear some bad news and you feel scrambled. After all the things and the trauma you've had to deal with, at the end of the day, you feel no different than this plate of scrambled eggs. And you just feel scrambled. What in the world is happening? Like we've been, I mean, you look at scrambled eggs, and I promise you, it looks like it's been in a fight. It's got bumps everywhere. It's hilly. It's like this. It's going up and down and up and down. And sometimes, that's how we are. We just like we've been taking some bumps and things are just up and down and up and down. The reason I use the word scrambled is because when making a scrambled egg, it looks like it's been in a fight with itself. Yeah, it looks like it's been in a fight with itself. The way in which it gets pushed and jammed together, it gets thrown on top of itself. Because in order to scramble an egg, it has to be mixed up repeatedly in a pan. And it's that mixing up on top of itself that when it's done, looks like it's been in a fight. And if we're teaching someone how to scramble eggs, we teach others to mix it up. So a scrambled egg is just an egg that's been taught or trained against itself. Because the more we stir it up, the more scrambled it becomes. Let me ask a question to everybody that's listening right now, to everybody that's in the chat, and everyone that's going to go back and listen to this or watch this later. Let me ask you a question. Seeing that I said scrambled egg looks like it's been in a fight against itself, the way it gets swished around and pushed together and turned over in a pan, and it gets turned over and it's like it's fighting itself. And we teach other people, come on, listen, the reason we know how to scramble an egg is because somebody taught us how to scramble an egg, or we want somebody scramble an egg. So let me ask this question. Seeing that that is true, and it looks like that it's been fighting itself, is it possible? Is it possible that we have been fighting ourselves? I know you don't want to be honest about it. I get it. You always want to say the enemy is someone else. Our biggest hater is somebody else. There's no way in the world I can get in my own way. But is it possible, just like this scrambled egg that's been tossed and taught how to fight itself in the pan, is it possible that we have been fighting ourselves? Is it possible that some of the things we've learned in life have taught us to fight against ourselves? Is it possible that our biggest haters do not come from social media, but the thoughts that run through our minds? What has you scrambled? What has us scrambled? Have you ever felt like you've been in fighting yourself? What has you scrambled? Can't get your thoughts together. Every time we try to do the right thing, we find ourselves falling backwards. What has a scramble? You know what I'm talking about. Moments in which we take one step forward. Undefined, we've taken two steps backwards, fighting ourselves. It happens when we come face to face with how we were taught and how we were brought up. And you know, and we begin to say things like, this is how they told us we should act. This is what they said we should do. Fighting ourselves. They told us I should behave this way. This is what my culture says we should act like this. My culture says I should behave this way. I was brought up in my household to behave this way. And we find it difficult to maneuver in life, and we begin to think it's everyone else. We begin to think, oh, the problem is with them. But is it possible that some of the things that we've been taught have taught us how to fight ourselves? Listen, and we begin to feel we can only become what they said that we could become. We feel we can only become what they taught us we could. Listen, and the reason is because when a person sets out to scramble an egg, and all they do is scramble that egg, all they will end up with is scrambled eggs. So we begin to feel that we can only become a scrambled egg. We begin to feel we can only become what they showed us. We feel we can only become what they taught us. You know, when people teach you how to scramble an egg, and that's all you know how to do, then you just become a scrambled egg. And we feel, well, I can only become what this person showed me. I can only become this. Then the limits of what we become just what they showed us. Our limits become only what someone else has shown us. And we feel like we can only become what they shown us, only become what they taught us, because when a person sets out to scramble an egg and all they do is scramble an egg, all they will end up with is scrambled eggs. The reason your sisters, our friends, our cousins, are all being the same things that their parents were because an egg was scrambled. There may be some things in which we feel, well, that's just the way that I am. Yeah, there may be some things where we feel, well, that's just the way that I am, or feel that's all we can be. At this stage in my life, Travis, that's all I can be. At this point in my life, that's all I know how to be. Listen, that's all I can be. Because I didn't graduate from college, that's all I can be. Because I never finished school, that's all I can be. Because I only have this kind of job, that's all I can be. And sometimes we begin to feel, well, that's just the way I am. I was brought up that way. My dad was that way. My mom was that way. And that's just the way that I am, or feel that's all we could be. Scrambled eggs. I would like to be something different, but all I know how to be is a scrambled egg. I thought about doing something differently, but I was taught how to be a scrambled egg. I sometimes have dreams about being something different, but all I know how to be is a scrambled egg. I want to be better than I am, but all I know how to be is a scrambled egg. This is what I was taught. This is what they said I should be. They said, this is how life is, and all I can be is a scrambled egg. Culturally, they may say that's all you can be. Socially, they may say this is all you can be. And so all we ever know are scrambled eggs. All we've ever seen on plates are scrambled eggs. All we've ever seen on plates are scrambled eggs. What I mean is, all we've seen is just one type of person. All we've experienced is someone being just one type of thing, scrambled eggs. The reason we are the way some people are, the way we are, is because all we've had in front of us is a plate of scrambled eggs. All I know to be is a plate of scrambled eggs. The reason I have my attitude is because I've just been taught to be a plate of scrambled eggs. The reason I go after that type of job is because I've been taught to be a plate of scrambled eggs. And I remember that after my sister was cooking, and after the food was prepared, that everyone came in and sat down at the table ready to eat. She did all the cooking. Now they're coming in, sitting down at the table, ready to eat. Isn't it strange how life can also be so, so similar? Everyone often looks for a finished product, but few become interested with the preparation. There may be some who say they want to see you succeed and see us succeed. Listen, they'll even go as far as they'll pat us on our backs, leave messages on social media, but they will have nothing to do with us getting ready. They won't help you. They won't jump in. They won't pitch in. It's, oh yeah, you got a problem. Oh yeah, you can do it. Well, can you help me? Can you show me? Can you point me in the right direction? What can you do? And that's, oh yeah, you can do it. Don't worry, you'll make it. But they won't do anything to help. They're leaving all these messages on social media. Yo, put the handcuffs up like this. Congratulations. But where's the support? My sister was in the kitchen cooking this meal with no support. Where is the support? And sometimes we feel we go through life with little or no support at all. I'm trying to become something better than this scrambled egg, and I need a little support. And sometimes when we're trying to become a better version of ourselves or just do things differently, I don't want you to take over the work. I just need some support. And they leave all these messages on social media. I just need some support. Sometimes we feel like we've been like an egg broken into a skillet or a pan, and we're just laying there all by ourselves, no support. Maybe we didn't get the support we wanted from our family members, and that can be damaging. Maybe we didn't get the support we wanted from our loved ones, and that can be damaging, or from our teachers, our mentors, our leaders. And all I wanted was a little support. I didn't want you to do it. I didn't want you to take over. All I needed was some real, genuine support. And a lot of us feel like this egg. We're sitting here fighting against ourselves, fighting with ourselves, and all I wanted was a little support. When we were being scrambled, I just wanted some support. When I was being swished around from one side to the next, when life was tossing me, I didn't need you to live my life for me. I just needed some support. I didn't need you to take over. All I needed was some support. You didn't have to buy me this. I didn't need anything big. I just needed some support. And a lot of us saying, that's all I've ever wanted was just some support when I was fighting life and when I was fighting against myself, when there was habits I had to deal with, when there were situations I had to deal with. All I wanted was just some support. I didn't want sympathy, I just wanted support. And so my sister cooked, put the food on the table, and man, everybody came. Now, mind you, I'm watching her cook. Everybody came running to the table and sat down, and they were, listen, ready to eat. I mean, they were ready to eat, man, because I found this out, because most individuals only want to sit down to a full plate rather than stand up at a hot stove. Yeah, let me say that again. Most individuals would rather sit down to a full plate rather than stand up at a hot stove. What I'm saying is this. There will always be those who are willing to hang around and get credit when all the work is done, but unwilling to participate or support when things get ready. They'll talk about how they were there before you. They'll talk about how they were on your side. Oh, I knew you could do it, but if you knew I could do it, where were you when I needed my support? There will always be those willing to stand by and take credit for a finished product, but won't participate.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And getting things ready. Listen, my oldest sister, she was cooking, right? My oldest sister, and it was me, my oldest sister. Well, really, everybody was older than me because I was one of the youngest brothers. So, all my sisters are oldest sisters, but my oldest sister, Carolyn. My oldest sister, Carolyn, was the only one my grandmother had told to get out of the bed and begin cooking, which was kind of unusual a little bit sometimes, because even though my grandmother was already up, so she had already told my sister, hey, get up and go start cooking breakfast. So, but my grandmother was already up. Now get this, when my grandmother got up, when she got up, we expected her to do the cooking, because usually she gets up, she go and prepare breakfast, and we get up when she's done. And we get up when she's done. And usually when she gets up, I'll get up with her. But my grandmother was already up. She was already out of the bed. She'd already started her day. And she told my oldest sister, hey, get up and go ahead and start cooking. And so she's the only, my grandmother's the only, told my oldest sister, get up. Only one she told to do that, right? So even though my grandmother was already up, and as usual, typically, when my grandmother was up, we expected her to do the cooking. What I'm leading to is this. Here's what I'm leading to, guys. I understand that there may be certain individuals that we want to come into our lives and get things ready or support us. I get that. There are certain people that we look to support us, certain family members, certain friends, certain leaders, certain co-workers, certain buddies, the social media partner. I get it. There are certain individuals that we want to see come in and get things ready or support us. Yeah, there may be certain friends and co-workers, individuals, people that we look up to, that we think we need them to stir us up. We want them to be part of us getting ready. We want them to be part of the preparation. We want them to be part of getting things started. We want them to be part of the support. We want them to be part of getting us ready. Listen, all those individuals that we look up to, and all those individuals that we expect to help us, and all those individuals that we want on our side. Listen, and look, individuals that we think should help us out. Listen, if those individuals that we look up to and that we admire and that we want to be around or be like, if those individuals aren't willing to get us ready, listen, my grandmother, remember, was already out of the bed. We were expecting her to go in the kitchen and begin cooking. We expected her to go in and start everything. Remember, the expectation was on her to begin starting. But listen, if the ones we expect to do something, if the ones we look up to won't do it, if the ones that we look forward to aren't doing it, then don't fight the hand that's stirring the egg. Yeah, if you have someone who wants to be around you, that really wants to see you succeed, that really has your best interest in heart, then don't fight the hand that's stirring the egg. They may look differently than what you hope. They may sound differently than what you expected, but don't fight the hand that's willing to stir the egg. Yeah, that's really, listen, we thought grandma was about to go cook, but it was really Carolyn in the kitchen. We weren't going to get mad. We weren't going to get upset. We just wanted to cook. Listen, don't fight the hand that's stirring the egg. It doesn't matter who's in there. Just get your plate. It doesn't matter if it doesn't look the same. They may look differently than us. They may sound differently than us. Their background might be differently. Their background may not even be the same as yours. You may have to work with someone whose background is different than yours. You may have to partner with someone that you know very little about, but they are effective at what they do. Don't fight the hand that is stirring the egg. They may look differently, but don't fight the hand that's willing to stir the egg, that's really there to help you, that's willing to go the distance with you. Those individuals that stirred through our craziness, those individuals that stirred through our worst moments, those individuals that stirred when we felt vulnerable, they didn't care how runny we became, but they kept stirring. They didn't care how slimy it looked. They kept stirring. They sowed, they got our back when we were at our worst. You may have just been a runny egg to someone else, but in the right hands, you are just what someone else needed. There was never a problem with you. You're not too old. You're not weird. You're not too young. It's not too late. They just did not know how to stir you. Yeah, the problem wasn't you. It's not that you're too old. It's not that your dream is too big. It's not that you want something that's beyond your reach. The problem is they just did not know how to stir you. Listen, you may have been in that relationship. They just didn't know how to stir you. Listen, don't feel bad about yourself because someone else did not know how to stir you. Don't feel bad about yourself just because someone else didn't know how to handle you. Be glad they did not know how to handle you, because when you get in the hand of someone who does, they know how to stir you right. Don't fight the hand that's willing to stir the egg. And so I thought eggs could only become scrambled. I did. I promise you. I know. It sounds unbelievable. I kid. I'm telling you, man. For I always thought eggs could become scrambled. I thought this is what you do. You scramble eggs. You break them up in a pan. Make the pan get hot. You drop them in there. And you scramble eggs. For the longest as me, I thought eggs could only become scrambled. I promise you. I kid you not. Telling the truth. Then, that is until the day I saw my grandmother boil an egg. And we know how this is done, right? We submerge in a pot of water, place it on the heat, and let it boil. Let me. For all those who may not have seen it, let me just put up a quick video of an egg boiling in water. Yeah, that's what an egg looks like boiling in water. We submerge it in a pot of water and put it on heat and just let it boil. When I think about an egg that's boiling, right? When I think about an egg that's boiling, it looks more like it's overwhelmed. Look at the video again. Look at the video. Yeah, when I think about an egg that's boiling, it looks more like it's overwhelmed. I mean, it's submerged in water to start with, right? Well, first of all, It's in this deep pot, right? Secondly, it's submerged in water, and then you put it on heat. Then you put fire underneath it. It looks to me like it's just overwhelmed by everything. It's underwater, and there's fire. It's underwater, and there's fire. It looks just like it's drowning. When you look at an egg that's boiled, look at it again, guys. See that? It's underwater and there's fire. And to me, it literally looks like the egg is drowning. So an egg boiling is simply an egg that's under fire and drowning. If it's not one thing, it's another. Am I right? Sometimes if it's not one thing, it's another. It's underwater and drowning. It's catching fire and drowning. It looks just like it's drowning. So the boiling egg is simply an egg that's under fire and drowning. If it's not one thing, then it's the other. If it's not the job, then it's school. If it's not the family, then it's our friends. Under fire and drowning. And sometimes, this is how life in general can feel. Am I right? Like we're under fire and drowning. And sometimes this is how life can feel in general. We turn on the news, and if it's not the politics, then it's the social unrest. And we begin to feel overwhelmed by the climate of everything. Even simple things like just speaking to someone can be taken out of context. Who are you speaking to? Me? What you mean by hello? What you mean by hi? What do you mean by my shoes look nice? What do you mean you like my hair? Simple things like that can be taken out of context. And we begin to wonder, what exactly can we do? You know, what can I do? Seems like everything I do is just taken out of context. And we're going to wonder, what can we do, or what can we become? Because the more I try to become something else, it's taken out of context. I say I want to be a better individual, it's taken out of context. You make your mind up to do better, and it takes that. What you mean you want to be a better person? You mean I didn't raise you right? You mean we didn't pay you enough on the job? All it's saying is I just want to be better, and it's taken out of context, or we become under fire and drowning. And even in our own culture, let's be honest, come on, even with the folks that look like us, the folks that sound like us, the folks that talk like us, the folks that have the same speech that we do, even in our own culture, our own neighborhood, our own block, our own places we go, even in our own culture, our own society, our own circle of friends and family, we can begin to feel pressured to become or be shaped by what they say and what they think. Wait a minute. So a hard-boiled egg is an egg that gets shaped by the fire and the amount of time it's spent underwater. A hard-boiled egg is really just an egg that is shaped by the fire and the amount of time it's underwater. If we want the yolk and the white to be slightly set in place, we leave it in about 4 minutes. They say leave it in about 4 minutes. If we are looking for kind of a medium kind of cook, or a medium, a medium cook or a firmer yolk and white, it's a little firmness to it. They say kind of leave it in for about 5 minutes. And it's 6 minutes for hard boiled with a slightly soft yolk. So if you like your yolk kind of slightly soft, and you want the white kind of hard. You leave it in for about 6 minutes. But to completely boil it, to completely boil an egg, it has to be left under boiling water for 8 minutes. It has to be left in for 8 minutes. If you want the egg completely boiled, it has to be left in for 8 minutes. And this is where some of us are in some areas. And this is where some people are. They are not as strange as we thought they were. They were just left in too long. There are some people, have you ever met someone that no matter what you say, no matter what you talk about, no matter how much we try to talk to them about doing something different or doing something differently, you can't change their mind, no matter how much you show them the benefits of doing something a different way, you can't change their mind. We call it stubborn. But the problem is, like a hard-boiled egg, they've been left in too long. If we have certain beliefs in our minds and we can't seem to shake them, we can't seem to get rid of them, it's because it's been left in too long. The reason habits become so difficult to break is because we've been left in too long. Certain cultural and racial epitaphs remain with so many from parent to child. It's because it's been left in too long. The reason people can see someone of a different race and begin to racially profile them is because what they believe about them has been left in too long. It's the reason certain races are only seen in certain light. It's the reason genders are seen the way they are. It's the reason we struggle to believe that we can become better than the mistake that we've made. It's the reason we struggle to believe we are better than we think we are. It's because someone said something. It's because something happened and we found ourselves underwater and under fire. And then as a result, we were left in too long. No one came and told us that time was up. No one came and told us enough time that we can, in enough time that we can get up. No one came and told us you can forget what they said. No one came and told us don't worry about what they said. And that thought of what they said was left in too long. The reason we find it so difficult to believe some positive things about ourselves is because it's been left in too long. And a mistake, listen, a mistake was made or something was said, whether it was our fault or not our fault, mistakes get made, and we thought we had to live our whole lives and shape our whole entire lives around that mistake. How long are you going to live our lives around that mistake? How long are you going to leave it in? How long are you going to leave it in? We made mistakes, but we were left in too long. And now we've become shaped like a hard-boiled egg is shaped. The reason that egg comes out, the shape of the egg, is because it's left in too long. And we begin to look like what they said about us. We begin to feel like what they said about us. We begin to feel like what we think about ourselves. They said we were no good, and because we left that thought in our heads too long, we begin to feel like we're no good. The next time you begin to feel less than who you are, the next time you begin to feel less than the valuable person that you are, ask yourself, what thought did I leave in my head too long? what they said about me, I left it in there. I can guarantee every time I felt depressed, every time I felt like I wasn't happy, it's because I left a thought or a situation in my head too long. And now we have become shaped by every mistake we've made. There are certain careers we won't even pursue because we're shaped by something else. There are certain relationships we won't even embark on and are afraid to enter because we are shaped by something we left in too long. For some, it's a challenge to have healthy relationships because we were left in a bad one too long. For some, it's difficult to believe something positive about ourselves because all of the negative things someone else has said to us, because all of the negative things we said about ourselves that we left in too long, and no one turned off the heat. No one took us out of the water. We were under fire and drowning. And it wasn't, and guys, I'm going to be honest with you, I told you. So for a while, all I thought an egg would become was scrambled or boiled. Scrambled or boiled. For a while, I thought eggs had two outcomes. When you get an egg, when I saw you get an egg, I only thought there were two things were about to happen. You were either going to scramble it or you were about to boil it. And anytime I saw someone pull an egg out of the refrigerator, I would be like, so you about to scramble some eggs? Fix me some. Are you about to boil some eggs? Hey, get me a couple in there. So I only thought that all I saw every time I saw an egg that someone was about to scramble or boil it. It wasn't until the age of 17 when I got introduced to the idea of eggs going beyond or being something different than what I thought about them and looking differently than what I had experienced. My Aunt Margaret, God bless her soul. Love that woman, man. Absolutely wonderful person. My Aunt Margaret was an amazing cook. I mean, she was a chef. She could cook. She cooked in the restaurant. She drove their business by what she cooked. She's a great cook, man. She was an amazing cook. She would find ways to make a meal out of thin air that would make your hair stand up on your head. I promise you, mine's probably all fell out because I ate so much, but it would make your hair stand up. Listen, I remember a time we were getting ready to have breakfast, and she asked me if I liked eggs. Now, I already told you I did. She asked me if I liked eggs, and of course, I said, yes, absolutely, I like eggs. And of course, I told her yes, and then I said, I would like mine scrambled. Yeah, I went right back to what I was exposed to. I went right back to what I was experienced. I said, I would like mine scrambled. She kind of gave me the most foreign look I had ever seen in my life. It's kind of seared in my brain. She gave me this foreign look that I had ever seen. And she said, scrambled? Is that all? Scrambled? Is that all? Just some scrambled eggs? That's so bland. She said, that's so bland. Are you sure you don't want me to prepare you an omelet? Now, up until this point, I had heard of omelets, okay? I heard of omelets, but I never tasted or seen an omelet. Never tasted or seen an omelet. So I told her I never had one. This was all she needed to hear. Man, she gathered everything that she needed. She cracked open the eggs in the pan, chopped in some onions, chopped in some ham, diced some tomatoes. She added some cheddar cheese. And then she placed it on a plate for me to eat. Now, I got to be honest with you, man. I had never had something so good in my entire life. I had no idea that something this good and this appealing could be prepared from an egg, could be prepared from what I had been used to, could be prepared from what I was accustomed to. My aunt looked at me and said, "Don't look so surprised, because omelets are eggs too." At first glance, when she broke the eggs open, it reminded me of how scrambled eggs began, right? Because they both begin in the same way. They both begin by breaking the eggshell. So at first, I thought she was pulling my leg and was about to prepare me some scrambled egg. But when I saw all the different things, all the different ingredients that she began to add, I knew right away this was not the same old thing. It was not the same thing I had been used to all my years. It wasn't just the preparation that made it different. It wasn't just the preparation that made it different. It was all the different ingredients that made it different. Listen, but it all began with a broken shell. Yeah, it all began with a broken shell. I'm not sure what's been hiding behind your shell and what's been, and listen, and what's held you back. But there is more to you than a scrambled egg. There's more to you than a boiled egg. What I learned from that experience of my aunt in the preparation, what I learned from that experience is there is an omelet inside of you. Yeah, there's an omelet inside of you. And you thought you would just be scrambled all your life. They had you convinced you would just be hard boiled all your life. But there is an omelet in you. I looked at my aunt and she looked at me and she repeated what she said to me. She said, "Omelets are eggs too. There is an omelet inside of you." Yeah, there's something greater inside of you. There's an omelet in you. It's been inside there all along, waiting to get out, waiting for the right hand, waiting on the right person to see it, waiting for you to believe it for yourself, because omelets are eggs too, which means one is no better than the other. But you got to make the most out of what's around you. So an omelet happens when you become your best. Listen, when you become your best out of your experiences, when you become better from everything, listen, that you've gone through in your life, you don't waste anything that you have or anything that you had to face. I saw my aunt go in the refrigerator and pull out the ham, pull out the tomatoes, pull out the cheese, pull out the ingredients. Things might sound the same. Things might even look the same until you start pulling out some things that's in you. Pull out a different attitude. Pull out a better way of thinking. Pull out a different perspective. Listen, and if you can't pull it out, find someone who's willing to help pull out some things in you. And just because your shell cracks doesn't mean you're going to be scrambled. Yeah, remember, a scrambled egg and an omelet both start off the same way, with a cracked shell. Just because your shell cracks doesn't mean you're going to be scrambled. Others might think they've heard your story before. They might think, oh yeah, I've seen this movie before. But just because your shell cracks doesn't mean you're going to end up scrambled. Just because you were born like them doesn't mean you will end up like them. You may have been around them, but just because, listen, but because of the ingredients that are being pulled out of you, you won't look the same. You won't end up the same. Family members may have ended up that way. Friends, co-workers could have ended up that way. But just because my shell broke doesn't mean I'm going to end up scrambled. There's an omelet inside of you. We will not see what an egg can become as long as it remains in its shell. As long as the shell is intact, the only way for us to discover what it can become is to break the shell. And it's time to break your shell open. Yeah, it's time to break your shell open. It's time to completely break your shell. And the fact, listen, guys, and the fact that a hard-boiled egg gets shaped inside the shell before the shell is even broken is an indication that some things will try to shape you even before your shell cracks. But at this point in your life, you've already encountered most of the things you were afraid of. You've encountered humiliation. You've encountered shame. You've encountered people talking behind your back, and you made it through all of that. So at this point, nothing should stop you. Nothing should stand in your way, because it's time to break the shell. Guys, it's that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital D. And don't forget to tune in right here, guys, each week, each Thursday to our new time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. And don't forget to take the survey, guys, at the end of today's show. And you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, and party, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.